This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. That took too long. Famous Jameis said, I don't care about my high. I care about the Cleveland Browns and how we multiply.
How you multiply interceptions and pick sixes.
Jameis would be so good if he just learned how to take care of the ball. 888-808-1019. We're not going to talk about that, even though I will plant the seed because Paulie and I were talking about it, and it actually made me think. I'm like, hit the Google. Jameis Winston's on a one-year, $4 million contract. He's probably going to be out of there, right? Deshaun Watson comes back. They'll bring in somebody else. And after, he just had 500 yards passing. He's had some good games, not great. You know, they beat the Steelers on primetime on Thursday Night Football, and then they come back. They had this game a couple times. Jerry Jeudy. How about Jerry Jeudy? I just can't stop thinking about the fact that Jerry Jeudy could have been Jerry Jeudy the Jet. Nah. Alan Lazard. Yeah, you guys know what happened. Woody vetoed the trade. Anyway, yeah, Jameis. Would you want to see Jameis the Jet? 888-808-1019. I mean, he could be a stopgap quarterback over here. Or would you want to see Jameis the Giant, right? We don't really like Shador Sanders. Cam Ward, not so sure about it. Let's, fill in some holes on the team and trade back, and let's sign a quarterback or even take a quarterback like Shador Sanders and Cam Ward, put Jameis in there, have him start a couple games, get halfway through the season, and then go, I don't know. Jameis is going to be available. It's going to cost less than Sam Darnold. And I don't think Sam Darnold wants to come back to MetLife Stadium. 888-808-1019. This is a quick show. Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to 2 a.m. afters. After Monday Night Football. After all the Monday morning, Monday afternoon quarterbacking. I'm just not really in the mood to pile on. What else can I tell you about Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. Happy birthday, Aaron Rodgers. Belated now was yesterday. I'm just not going to do that on this man's birthday week. We all watch the game. We all know. The one thing I'll say is just like, Aaron, you're older now. And these might literally be your last NFL games. The pizzazz, the glitz and the glamour of the sidearm throws and the way that you flick the ball. You can't do that anymore. Get back to the fundamentals, man. I saw somebody put out a video from the Super Bowl where Aaron Rodgers had Greg Jennings. He had Jones and Jordy Nelson. And, man, I'm watching him drop back, and I'm watching him throw in rhythm. I'm watching his footwork. I'm watching the way he held the ball. He was a different guy, but he was dead accurate. And I'm like, yo, get back to that. You can't cheat the game. Like, get back to the fundamentals, man. Get back to your footwork, your timing, putting the ball where it needs to go, because that game is on you. I know there's a lot of people that are going to point to fumbles and drop passes and penalties, but the game swung when you missed a wide open Garrett Wilson and threw a pick six. Leonard Williams coming back to MetLife Stadium. Yikes. And what he had to say, I said I'm not going to pile on, but what he had to say was damning. And the balls to say it too, right? He said, I think, talking about Aaron Rodgers after the pick six, and that's the record for the longest interception return from a defensive lineman. Even during the game, I'm like, what the hell is he doing in coverage? Just dropping back, having a feel for the game, football guy. He said, I think he's an older guy, doesn't want to take big hits like that anymore. So sometimes if you feel the guy coming, feel speed at him, he's going to chuck it and duck. We had him in a situation where Mike called a great game and it paid off. Basically, and you can see it, it's cold out there. This guy is 41. He's always bracing his fall. Like, he's not trying to get hit. So that's over with. And you could be mad at Sauce Gardner. You could be mad at Breece Hall. You could be mad at Devontae Adams, Jeff Ulbrich, Solomon Thomas, whatever. Ultimately, that needed to happen. I was on yesterday. Well, 2 days ago now. I was on Sunday. Paulie was with me. And what I was saying to Paul was, you know, at first I was like, all right, you know, they come out of the gate looking like they're going to win the game, but it's the Jets. They find a way to lose. And I was saying, you don't want to win this game. Because if you win this game, right, and you think about the three games that you blew against the Broncos, who just won another game, they're looking like they might be in the hunt. Let's use them as an example. Like, they're 8-5. You blew that game against the Colts. You blew that game against the Patriots. Those three losses right there, let's say you go on to win that game against the Seahawks, which you didn't, and then you beat the Rams and you beat the Jaguars. And then you're looking at these teams where if you had those three games, it could have been you. And then you would literally, as a Jets fan, forever wonder what could have been with Aaron Rodgers if you didn't blow those three games. If you won on Sunday, you didn't need to win that game and you didn't win that game. So there's no wondering. They're 3-9. It is worse than it was with Zach Wilson here, which is nuts. 888-808-1019. I said I'm not going to pile on. I've got a 5-hour show coming up later today at 7 p.m. where I know I'm going to do the same thing, take Jets calls. We're going to talk all about Woody Johnson and the 33rd team and who they should hire and what they should do and how bad it is. And it's like, okay, it's the same thing. It's not new. It's not breaking news. And Sunday, I also did the whole Shane and Daboll and, like, how long ago was the Thanksgiving game now? Like, we can't keep saying the same things over and over and over again. It's one thing for our hosts that were off through the holiday and come back and do the morning show, the midday, the afternoon, for them to weigh in and you to get their take and opinion, and you hadn't heard from them in days. But I was on Sunday. I already talked about the Giants. I mean, the Giants are in a position where, yeah, you are coaching for your job, Brian Daboll. Don't win another game. Don't screw this up. You screwed it up last year. You can't screw this up now. 888-808-1019. You need to have the number one overall pick. Lose every game. Pump your fist and draw plays and make it seem like you're trying to compete. Whether you lost the locker room or not, it doesn't matter. These guys aren't stupid. These guys listen to ESPN. Maybe some of them listen to WFAN, watch ESPN. They all have phones. They all know the narrative and the conversation out there about tanking and getting a quarterback and these guys being safe as far as Shane and Daboll. Whatever. The NFL has been wild. It has been fun to watch. But you know what has been more fun to watch so far? And I needed this, man. This is my fourth season, right? I wouldn't even be watching or paying attention if it wasn't for WFAN. If it wasn't for a random Facebook comment that I read where some lady said, since hockey is outside of his purview, I won't be tuning in. And I said, bet, challenge accepted. It's not that it's outside of my purview. I just was honest coming in. I didn't grow up watching hockey. When I was a wee little lad in the early 90s and the Devils and Rangers were winning cups, yeah, of course, I did a little bit of roller hockey, collected the trading cards and had some merch. I was on both sides, honestly. I had a Rangers hat, I had a Devils hat, I had a Mark Messier shirt, Mark Tambro door. I had both. But man, when I came into WFAN, I had to declare. And I remember now this being 4 years ago saying, hey, I'm up for grabs. Whoever wants to have me can have me. Rangers, Islanders, Devils. I'm trying to find a team. And I got invited to go to a game in Newark when I had already, shout out to my boy Twitchy, had tickets to sit up top with my boy Twitchy and just do a little vlog experiment. We were going to just get cheap tickets to every arena, you know, Prudential Center, UBS, Madison Square Garden. I still haven't been to UBS or Madison Square Garden, but follow me here. The Devils 4 years ago, they weren't the hot team. Some people mocked me choosing the team. Oh, you picked a terrible team. Jack Hughes was Jack Hughes, and there was a couple other bright spots on the team, but it wasn't like I was jumping on a bandwagon. And then some time went on, and we had the 2022-2023 season, and we all know what happened there. And then we had last year where there were high expectations and high hopes for the Devils to be one of the best teams in hockey. And, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men. It didn't go that way, you know. Dougie Hamilton missed a significant number of games, and there was a bunch of other things that went on. It wasn't the year that the Devils thought they would have. Now, on the other side, the Rangers, man, they had a year again. They had a year where we were talking Stanley Cup. I was hosting those shows after the Chris Kreider hat trick. I was hosting those shows as the Rangers advanced, as the Rangers got to the point where, you know, they faced a Panthers team that we knew they weren't going to be able to rock with. But man, as I watched this game tonight, and when I tell you I needed it, I mean, I picked the football team to root for that I watched lose five games in a row. You can't lose for a month in the NFL and think you have a season, it's over. I have a, you know, speaking of lucky number five, I have a baseball team that I love dearly, and up five runs in the fifth inning, they absolutely collapsed. We'll return to that at some point tonight. I needed to be able to go home and turn on a team at night to just kind of block out the rest of the world and feel a part of something and be like, woo, woo, woo. And I'm watching the game tonight. I'm hearing woos come out of Madison Square Garden. I'm hearing, let's go, Devils. I'm like, yo. I'm thinking back to being swept last year and how the Rangers bullied the Devils last year and how some of my friends that are Yankees, Rangers fans had a lot to say. I remember last year, the last game at Prudential Center, I didn't even go. I ended up getting sick. I'm still a little under the weather now. This weather is too cold. But don't worry about the cold. Jack Hughes is on a heater. Woo! I mean, yo, that game tonight, it was over in the first 30 seconds. First, what, minute and a half? I don't even know how fast that first goal, Jesper Bratt, the best player in the NHL, lit the lamp. And it's like, wait a minute, boys. A message is being sent. This is different now. This is not last year. Last year is over, and the Rangers' run might be over if they don't do something fast. For this group, it might be over. They've changed coaches. They've made trades. They've made threats. They're not looking like the almighty wagon that the Rangers were last year when they were winning 10 games in a row. And the Devils, right, as I'm looking at the Rangers, like their run of going to finals, semifinals, conference final, whatever, I'm looking at them like maybe their run with this group of Shesterkin, Kreider, Trouba, Panarin, Lafreniere, Kaapo Kakko, as I'm seeing the Devils fans post going back to the draft with Kaapo Kakko. Oh, the window is just opening for your New Jersey Devils. Hip hop hooray. They have a goalie. We got to get some Markey chants going. I don't know if I haven't been in there since opening night. I got to get back. I don't know if they're chanting Markstrom. I know Denico was calling him Marky. I think Marky, that might be tough. But, yeah, as you're looking at Dougie Hamilton, good to have him back. Dawson Mercer, good to bounce back, score a goal. Jack Hughes, Luke Hughes. The Devils tonight sent a message to the Rangers that last year was a flash in the pan, and now the Devils' window is opening, and they're the wagon around here. 888-808-1019. I almost never get to open up talking hockey. I almost never get to open up talking about the Devils or Rangers. But on a night like tonight where I'm done in 80 minutes, why not try to take a couple calls from Rangers fans? Is it panic time? It's not November anymore. I know I was saying last month, it's November hockey. Don't tell me about the standings in November. It's December 3rd. Like, they got to wake up. The Rangers are not looking like the Rangers. Is it panic time, or is this just early season struggles? They'll work it out. They'll figure it out. And for the Devils fans, we already know what time it is. Like, this is just revenge, bounce back from last year, putting this team together, right? Looking at some different guys out there, bulking up, getting a goalie, and it all coming together with the guys that have been skating together for years. Shout out to Sheldon Keefe leading the way. For the Devils fans that almost never hear the Devils talked about on the Fan, call up and tell me what you see. Tell me how you feel. I'm on till 2 a.m. So those calls are live. And I don't know if Fleegs just walked in. I don't know if Paulie left you that audio. Bro. So from Steve Valachek, I don't even know who this dude is who's on the broadcast for real. I'm a Devils fan as of 4 years. And I keep it authentic with you to not even front like I watch the Rangers games and know their broadcast crew. I was talking to Paulie about Steve Valley. Valley, it was sent to me during the game, made a comment about the Jack Hughes goal, which now Jack Hughes has 9 goals on Igor Shesterkin. It owns him. He's the leader in active players, like 9 goals on the guy. But Valley made some comments that I think really only he was seeing or thought, and it kind of came out of left field, but it started something now, and there's a lot of trolling going on now, and I think we have the audio from Steve Valachek, and Jack Hughes of the New Jersey Devils, who always gives you some good quotes. Let's play what Valley had to say, and then we'll play what Jack Hughes had to say after the game about it.
2 breakaways in the period, and this is the one I don't like. I don't like that because Hughes set out to embarrass Shesterkin there by slowing down and going to one hand. And that should send a shockwave to everybody on the bench. I know in my day that Colt Knorr would have been hanging over the bench, banging his stick, saying, I'm coming after you, because you tried to embarrass us. And that's blatant disrespect, and I'm sort of surprised I didn't see a response from the team that way.
Is that how you read it? I'm interested to hear more about that. Like, what did you read about that body language or that moment? Because maybe it was he just knows that Igor's really good on breakaways and didn't want to shoot right away.
No, he's had success against Igor, playing him straight up. And I thought he slowed down. He wanted to put a fancy move on. It was more Instagram hockey than intense hockey. There wasn't much of a back check, so that allowed him to do it. But I'm looking at him going like this and doing what, in a practice, a goalie would get mad at a teammate for doing, saying that would never happen in a game. When was the last time you saw somebody one-hand score like the Forsberg move?
Right, right.
In a game.
Yeah.
Not a shootout, but in a game.
Right.
And I think that the Rangers should be upset about that.
I don't know if that's what the Rangers should be upset about of all the other things that have gone on in this early part of the season. 888-808-1019. But I mean, if you're reaching for something, if you're searching for something, you shall find it. And we're talking about Instagram hockey and trying to show a guy up. It was 5-1 final score. Some other guys scored. The penalty kill. Markstrom had almost 40 saves. Let's play what Jack Hughes had to say in response to that after the game, with it being relayed to him that this was said in intermission. Jack Hughes, let's hear your response.
Rangers broadcaster spot that you were trying to embarrass Shesterkin. Just take me through that, and what was your reaction to hearing that?
What did he say?
He said he thought you were trying to embarrass the circuit on that breakaway when you went for the Forsberg.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what that means. Like, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, so now everybody's running with the, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. I'm sure someone's going to enlighten Jack Hughes. I'm sure now he's probably seen Twitter, Instagram. People are running with this. But, man, a guy that wasn't even on the ice gives you some quotables that just allows the Rangers to get trolled through the night and through the rest of the week. And you guys know how this rivalry is. 888-808-1019. It's already 1230. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up if you'd like to talk Rangers, Devils. If you want to get a word in on the Jets and Giants, of course you can. And more information has come out after watching Yankees Hot Stove. I also told you on Sunday, man, these reporters can say whatever they want right now. No disrespect to Randy Miller, who literally came on WFAN and talked to Ricky Ricardo. But listening to Randy Miller say that it's between the Red Sox, the Mets, third place Blue Jays, fourth place Yankees, like the Yankees are completely out of it. I didn't buy that for a millisecond. We've got some new information. We've got some information on young players that are going to be asked to contribute. We've got some information on some players that are definitely gone from the Yankees. You don't even have to think about them coming back. And the Mets have signed a new pitcher, and they might be signing another crosstown pitcher. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Right back.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Call the phone. You can be on the show. I don't have a co-host. I keep it authentic. I keep it a buck with you. I'm not Keithy Hockey, but I am starting to get into hockey. Even yesterday when I was on with Paulie, I referred to a football game. I'm like, yeah, it's the second period. Paul's like, you're watching too much hockey, man. I'm like, I would never say that. Second quarter? Nah. Anyway, that game tonight was lit. I've never been to a hockey game in Madison Square Garden. I did see a video from TickPick where it was saying on average people were paying like $170 to get in there. You know what Jack Hughes said? People pay to see me play. And they did tonight, man. Even just a little history with Jack and Capo Caco and the draft and what was said and how it's played out. It's kind of crazy. The Hudson River rivalry. I'm learning now. I remember being in The Rock, and there was some fan that checked me, not understanding that, like, I have to do a job here, where I was, you know, talking about the Rangers, and I wasn't talking down on them. I was, you know, they had a good run. So I was hosting the shows and saying it was a special run. Maybe this is the year. I know what it was. Someone asked me, I think Evan asked me, and then I came in here, like, who's the next team to win a championship in New York? This was, like, 2 years ago. I'm like, the Rangers. Like, they got a squad. They're a house. They're a wagon. They're like that. Like, and someone was like, take off that Devil's jersey if you're going to be on air talking like that about the Rangers. I was like, excuse me. I have a job to do. It's got nothing to do with the Devils. End up shaking the guy's hand. He was like, oh, I was just giving you a hard time. I didn't think you were going to come up here. But, yeah, it's like that. I always find that, too. The energy in the hockey arenas is so much more aggressive than basketball or baseball, I guess, because it's a fighting sport, tough guy sport. But also that, too, with Valley talking about, oh, he expected a response because Jack slowed down with the one hand. Like what, like showboating, Instagram hockey, Twitter hockey? Like, what response did you want? They were already down 2-0. Like, what'd you want them to start fighting? They have to come back. And like right now, not for nothing, like all that fighting, where was Matt Rempe tonight? He's not with the squad. All that fighting from last year and bullying the Devils last year, that's done. The Devils are fighting whoever. The Devils are ready to squabble up with whoever comes through. So, I don't know. It's been a good time. I know it's early. I know guys will get hurt. I know I was on last week saying that the Devils got to cool off a little bit. And they did, right? They lost to the Blues. They lost to the Capitals. They were not about to come into Madison Square Garden and lose tonight. 888-808-1019. Robbie's in Lennox first up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. And if Paulie wants to chime in as well. My favorite team is the Rangers, and tonight it was an absolute abomination. I don't take anything away from the Devils. They've been playing really, really good hockey. When you see what the Devils are doing, they're building a young core with Jack Hughes and a lot of the other kids around, you know, that are around him. And they added Timo Meier, obviously, who's been in the league a few years. But you're seeing they're building a young core. The problem with the Rangers is this core is done. I am sick and tired of watching this. I'm calling them the New York Reachers now because all they do is stand around and reach. I've never seen such complacent hockey in my entire life. And I don't care who's the coach, and you can bring Scotty Bowman in. You can bring Toe Blake. You can bring 100 Hall of Fame coaches in. This core stinks, okay? Mika Zibanejad has a minus 14 this season. He has 3 goals. Vinny Trocheck has 4 goals. Riley Smith was the stupidest signing. All we need is another finesse player who's been in the league 14 years. The guy's got 2 goals and an empty net, okay? I mean, I've never seen anything like it, Keith. The complacency. You watch the Devils. The Devils are digging in there. They're winning little battles. They're getting in front of the net. I'm so sick of watching the Rangers run around the perimeter and play in their own zone. Have you ever seen a team chase another team in your life as much as the Rangers? Oh, we beat Montreal the other night and blew a 2-goal lead in the third period, only to get Kako a goal with 22 seconds. And by the way, Kapo Kako, the second pick of the draft, has 4 goals this year and plays on the third line. And he's been playing hard with Cooley and with now Hedo coming back. But it's all about Panarin and Zibanejad. Yeah. Panarin's gone right away. But where's Laviolette been? Ever since Laffy has signed an extension, he's been invisible. And I'm not going to completely blame Laviolette because I don't care who's coaching this team, but I don't get it. I don't understand the complacency. They don't hit anybody. They don't cycle. And yeah, tonight, all they do is run around their own zone, Keith. I can't stand
they look completely
that.
Different than they looked last year to me. And I think it might be a hangover from last year. And I know there's a lot of talk about Trouba and getting rid of him, and then that didn't happen. And then
Miller stinks, too.
You know, I think it's just a lot of conversations going on about shaking up the team. And even the threats of, like, trading Chris Kreider, like, stuff like that. Like, sometimes you can get the right response, but they have responded negatively. And I feel like it's like no one can stop the bleeding now. They just, I don't know, they seem weak.
You know, they do. You know, we always talked about the Yankees being poorly constructed. Mm-hmm. This team is poorly constructed, okay? This team does not have a solid third line. And what I mean by that is that, like, if you look at the Islanders, when you look at Martin Cizikas and Clutterbuck, that line, that's what the Rangers need. They need a line, a third line, to go out and go against the other team's opposing first line, because there's just no energy on this team. Nobody plays. When the only guy that plays any energy most of the time, 90% of the time, for the Rangers is Will Cooley. He's the only guy who plays below the goal line. I remember in 94 when the Rangers were making trades at the end of the deadline, when Keenan went up to Neil Smith and said, listen, we need some toughness. They went out and they traded Tony Amonte, and they got Stephan Matteau and they got Brian Nguyen. Then they went out and they traded a Hall of Fame guy in Mike Gartner. And then went out and got another Hall of Fame guy and Glenn Anderson. They need toughness. They need guys that play with an edge. They have nobody that plays with an edge besides Cooley. You watch these guys. They're so unphysical. It's like tonight, Snyder, instead of like hitting the guy, avoids the guy. And the next thing you know, there's a goal behind Igor. And by the way, Igor's thinking too much about his stinking contract, okay? I mean, the first goal, you got to make that save. He was really pedestrian tonight. He looks very confused. And I heard Lavi's comments. And by the way, Lavi's he's my favorite commentator as far as breaking down the game. He's excellent. He really is. And tonight I was listening to the MSG broadcast and also listening to Dave and Kenny on the radio. And, I love Valakat. Valakat's awesome. He's just a great commentator, breaks the game down. And everybody's saying the same thing about this team. It's complacency. So we'll see, man. Thanks for the time, brother. Always appreciate it. And best to your family and have a great holiday season. So
thanks, Robbie. Yeah. I don't know, man. I saw the Laviolette quote. Where is it in my notes? He said, I hate that first goal. We talk about not giving up odd man rushes from the offensive zone, and we did. I mean, I love that first goal. I think Devils fans love that first goal. But when I say they look weak, when I say they look different than they looked last year, the power play is weak. Like, you think that they have a chance, they don't. Shout out to Markstrom. Markstrom is, I don't know. I feel like there was not enough hype about him being signed. There was not enough hype about, like, yo, what this guy will do for the Devils. He's been great. Jeremy's in West Hartford, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Keith. Good to hear from you. I'm on my way back from the game. And I, as a Devils fan, I wanted to point out, right, when you want to look at a free agency masterclass, you have to look at what Tom Fitzgerald did for the Devils this offseason. They had a blue line who wasn't aggressive last year. They didn't block shots. Brett Pesce and Brendan Dillon, the two new defensemen on this team, they're aggressive. They finished their hits. You saw them blocking shots on the penalty kill tonight. They were fantastic. They had Jacob Markstrom, the goalie you just mentioned, a winner. He's done it for a long time. They had Stephen Nason to be the net minder, the net front guy in the power play, his second stint in Jersey. Tomas Tatar is back on the fourth line. You have your young core with the Heischer, the Hughes, and the Bratt and all those guys. But Tom Fitzgerald really plugged up the holes that the Devils needed to this offseason, and that's why you're seeing them take that next step. And I really expect this Devils team to really skyrocket going forward.
Yeah, man. I remember looking at the list of names and now seeing them. Paul Cotter, Jonathan Kovacevic.
Yeah.
Exactly. And just not really, obviously, not really knowing, but knowing that they did what they needed to do in the offseason. Like they understood the assignment. They looked at the team last year and they said, this is what we have to do to get better and help this group. And now when you add those new guys with the core of young guys that have played together so long, and not even that long, like 3-4 years here now, it just looks like it's all come together so fast. And I know we're only in December, but so far, so good.
And Paul Cotter, he's already scored more goals than he scored last year. The new coach, Sheldon Keefe, he's maximizing what he can get out of a guy like Paul Cotter. And so the Devils fans were upset. They lost out Akira Schmid, who was the hero against the Rangers 2 years ago. They traded away Alex Holtz, who was a first-round pick. But this coaching staff, this front office, they know what they're doing. And so I have every reason to trust them going forward because they look like a completely new team from what we saw last year. And I have high expectations.
Yeah, we saw a debut tonight, Nathan Legarry. 23-year-old kid. He skated well. He looked like he fit in. And, I mean, they have a ton of guys, man.
Yeah, they've had a lot of guys for a long time, and I think they're finally being managed, you know, the right way. Jimmo Nemeth is a guy who played all last year. Mm-hmm. Nemeth had two teenage defensemen last season. Luke Hughes has become a much better defensive defenseman this year, while Shimon Nemeth gets better in the AHL, while the veterans take the charge on the blue line this year. So not only do they have a core now, but there are guys waiting in the wings ready to come up when their time is ready. So, I've said it a lot of times this call, but this Devils team is really headed in the right direction for the first time in a long time. And so, again, there are reasons to have high expectations, and I'm very excited.
I'm glad you got to go to the game, Jeremy. Thanks for the call, 888-808-1019. I see you Juan Soto callers lurking. I'll start to cue it up. But again, I mean, the Devils win 5-1. It was never really a game. Kreider scored on that power play goal. But, I mean, Jesper Bratt, Jack Hughes had two goals. He was trying to get the Hattie. Dawson Mercer knocked one in. The Devils just, they came out with the right energy and sent a message. And it was no contest. Two goals in the first 7 minutes of the game. Luke Hughes had a couple assists. Dougie Hamilton had a goal. Yeah. I don't know what else you guys want me to say. And the quote of the night, somebody just tweeted me, yo, Keith, you gotta find the clip of the Rangers talking heads after the game. They were hating on Jack Hughes. It was hilarious. And Jack had an ice cold response. I played it. Go back to my open maybe 20, 25 minutes ago. We played it. I think, yeah, it had to be like 20 minutes ago. We played it. Steve Valachek, he's eating his words now. So to add insult to injury, right, he didn't play. They got embarrassed on the ice, and the broadcast embarrassed himself by saying that Jack Hughes was playing Instagram hockey, trying to show him up. He's not trying to show him up. He's just balling. He's doing his thing. He's on a heater. 888-808-1019. Let me thumb through my handy-dandy notebook. Let's see. Christian McCaffrey out for the rest of the season. The Niners suck. Got embarrassed last night. Frankie Montas. Here we go. Let's go to the Frankie Montas stuff before we eventually get to your Juan Soto calls. I'll set it up. I'll cue it up right now. So the Mets signed right-handed pitcher Frankie Montas. Frankie, the former Yankee. I remember being at some of his starts. 2-year deal. And my first thought is, okay, Scott Boras client. My second thought is, okay, he's coming from Milwaukee. He's a former Yankee, David Stearns kind of guy right there. We've seen David Stearns last year sign Harrison Bader, sign Severino. And then I started to think about Severino, and I started to think about, okay, where is Frankie Montas going to land in this rotation? You would assume the back of the rotation, more work needs to be done. But it's another one of those 2-year deals. Nothing crazy. Not long term. See what this guy does. If he's doing well, maybe he stays. If not, I don't know. I don't think it's anything to write home about. 2 years, $34 million. Not that expensive. I think it's a good move. But I also think it's a move where, you know, this guy's 31 years old. He's serviceable. I think he was very serviceable for the Cincinnati Reds. He was terrible for the Yankees, but he was also hurt. I remember Susan Waldman talking about him 2 seasons ago before the Yankees got him. Or was it 3 seasons ago? 2022. Yeah, damn. 2022. I remember Susan knew he was hurt. And the reason the Yankees got him was because they pivoted away from trading for Luis Castillo. The Mets should trade for Luis Castillo. Plant that seed out there. But yeah, another arm as your rotation comes together. And I think this is one of those, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours type of thing with Scott Boras. Like, all right, obviously Steve Cohen and the Mets are in on Juan Soto. Obviously they're expected to be the highest bidder for Juan Soto. I think it behooves them to pick up another client of Scott Boras and Frankie Montas to be, hey, you know, Scotty, hey, Scotty, keep us in front of the line. 888-808-1019. And I don't think it hurts to have Frankie Montas. I think he'll be better this time in New York if he's healthy. He talked recently, I think last year, about like wanting to find a home. I mean, this guy's been on 5 teams in the last 2 years. He goes from Oakland to New York to Cincinnati to Milwaukee, now back to New York. I'm sure he knows where to, where he'd like to live or where he'd like to go eat to get some coffee now, second time around. So that should be interesting. But there's another crosstown guy whose name popped up. His mama call him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. For a little while, I started to call him Pray Holmes, Pray for Clay, hashtag Pray for Clay, because every time he came in the game, Yankees fans had to just pray that he didn't lose the game for us. And then all of a sudden, the Yankees went from saying, we believe in him, he's our closer, to pivoting and saying, oh, no, we got Luke Weaver. We got Weavy Wonder. And, we'll find other spots to deploy Clay Holmes. And then Clay Holmes was good until he got overused, and then he wasn't. We'll never have to see him pitch for the Yankees again, which is a relief. But if he's pitching for the Mets as a starter, I don't know, man. You can't believe everything. You can't believe everything. It's just a report that the Mets are interested in Clay Holmes as a starter, but some other teams are too. He's definitely not a closer, so that makes sense. 888-808-1019. And yeah, when Jack Curry is on Yes Network, when Jack Curry is speaking on the Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network, when Jack is relaying messages on Twitter as well, if you're a Yankee fan, You should listen to those more than anything. Because Jack is not a regular reporter like some of these other guys. Like he used to be. He used to write columns and whatnot. But now he's like strictly a Yankees Yes Network guy. And when Jack speaks, he's telling the truth. And his sources are the Yankees. He's getting that from the New York Yankees. So when he goes out there to tell you some things about Juan Soto and the Yankees still being in on Juan Soto, it kind of knocks down the reports of a Randy Miller saying that, oh, the Yankees are out and, you know, the Yankees are not going to, like, you just got to think about it, right? You know, he said there's several productive conversations between the Yankees and Soto that have been had. And you also got to think about the fact that, like, there's been several productive conversations between the Yankees and Juan Soto for a year. He got traded here a year ago, first week of December. Here we come, winter meetings, few days. And yeah, so like for the Yankees to not raise their offer a second time, like they raised their offer once, I don't think you got to raise your offer a second, third, fourth, fifth time until it's the finish line, until we get to the end. Also, Corbin Burns is on their radar. That, I mean, this time last year, Yankee fans were like, hey, make that trade. Make that trade. Let's get Corbin Burns. Max Fried, potentially, but I'd rather Corbin Burns than Max Fried. Cody Bellinger buzz. Cody Bellinger buzz has been going on in Yankee land for a couple years. I'm not wild about it, but whatever. We need a first baseman. I mean, I would accept a Cody Bellinger trade. He knocked down the conversation around Nolan Arenado, which I'm fine with that too. Some chatter about Willie Adames. Willie Adames, who geeked up, he actually fanboyed when he saw Derek Jeter in Yankee Stadium, if you guys remember that. Willie Adames, who was a pest. I hated him when he was on the Rays. I couldn't stand him when we faced the Rays in the 2020 60-game season year. I'm like, this guy does the most, but he's a good player. He'd be great on the Yankees, and you know he would be like super motivated. He'd want to pretend to be Jeter. So yeah, a couple things. You know, Jack Curry basically going out there and saying, you know, his quote was, "I do believe when Juan Soto signs, it's between the Yankees or Mets." What, like, Jack, that's Jack Curry basically getting on the Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network that all the Yankee fans watch, waiting for the premiere of Hot Stove December 2nd, saying, we're not out of this. What, so don't believe everything you hear. 888-808-1019. You guys hear about this golden at bat rule? I don't know. Let's see. The calls are rolling in. Still taking your calls on the Rangers, on the Devils, but we got to go to break. Juan Soto conversation. Let's have it. Frankie Montas, Clay Holmes to the Mets? Maybe. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Be right back.